My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's Menigan, and he doesn't like Matthew Boyd.
Why do you say such things? You know that's not
just
true.
He's not accurate. For this?
Yeah, but you know, he's such an instigator on this stuff.
He could make it a little nicer, but he's not inaccurate.
Jeff, do you have major expectations for him to come back? I don't.
You ready?
I mean, I just see some things like this and Jameis Winston. You already have him penciled in as Pro Bowlers and MLB All-Stars.
Oh, no, I don't have Matthew Boyd penciled in as anything.
Okay, what do you have penciled in as?
The guy that Mandy Bell says they're counting on.
I think she said that if he... Well, all right, so let's... You're putting... Now, you would be mad if I said that to you. That's not exactly what she said. She said,
is Alex Cobb in the rotation? Yes.
Yes.
Is Matthew Boyd in? Yes. When he's good to go.
Will he have the opportunity for that position? You kind of, you know, sometimes you make it sound like I ask you things and I twist words.
Andy, she said yes.
She said what? She said, is he in the rotation if he's ready, right? That's what you, go ahead, say it to me back so I don't want to do this.
I said, give me a yes or no. Is Alex Cobb in? She said yes.
But you make it sound like they're counting on him.
Is Matthew Boyd in? She said yes. And I said, and when do you think he might be ready to go? And she said, maybe one more rehab start, and then maybe after that.
And what are they counting on him for?
To be in the rotation.
For the rest of the season.
I would think that's what that means.
Look, I'll be honest with you.
I'm not counting on the guy. I wish him nothing but the best. I'm a little perturbed about it, to be honest with you. I wish they had signed him to a team option for a second year. They're giving him the chance to come back from his Tommy John, maybe put him on a major league field here, and then he could walk as a free agent at the end of the year.
Jeff, if he has any kind of success, he should feel a little bit of loyalty to the organization.
Andy, it's pro sports.
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be a point there where...
It's pro sports.
Jeff.
There's no loyalty.
No, that is true. You know what I started thinking about when we're talking about all these pitchers and just kind of, you know, smorgasbord of starters and trying to figure out whatever fits the bill best, right? I'm probably going to be thinking when, you know, the last day of the month hits that we wish we had the old 40-man expanded roster. Because that way you could have kept all... Because Carlos Carrasco was the guy I was thinking about in particular, because if both those guys stick, he could be out of the rotation. But now it's 28 now. That's who you can have 29 on days with doubleheaders. That's it. So you're expanding by two?
Can I just throw one thought at you about Matthew Boyd?
Go ahead, Jeff. Tell us about Matthew Boyd.
And again, I'm
sorry, did you say DeShone Kizer?
I'm just,
or Matthew Boyd?
No, I don't have that feeling about Matthew Boyd. I just find it very interesting. Not too long ago, it was 5 years ago, in Detroit, guy struck out 238 guys in 185 innings. I mean, he had a really interesting year.
It's delightful. 5 years ago, the Browns starting quarterback was one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Bad Tiger teams. I'm just curious.
5 years
to see
ago, I had a lot more money in the
this
bank.
Guy can
yeah.
help.
Yeah, you too. Huh?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I had a lot.
5 years ago, recreational marijuana was not legal.
Yeah, darn right.
There you go.
Dude was on a team that won 47 games
in Ohio.
That when he struck out 238, he went 9-12 on a team that won 47.
5 years ago, nobody had an idea what an N95 mask was.
All
Ooh,
I'm,
good
all
one.
I'm,
that's a good one.
That's really good. All I'm telling you is this: Mandy Bell. Confirming what we've thought about the Guardians, they signed him to pitch him. So, Dan, I understand completely your thought about him, but they signed him to pitch him. And when he's healthy, he might be in this rotation.
If you expect him to be anything more...
I didn't say I expect him to be anything.
This is the general you. This is not pointed towards you. This is not meant as attack. Okay. No attack near. We're all very kind. If anyone expects him to be anything more than a dice roll for this organization, then you have your priorities in the wrong place.
I agree with that completely.
Yes. That's how I would look at it. This is a dice roll. This is a lottery ticket. This maybe, just maybe, you could stumble into somebody who can give you five decent innings. That's all you're looking for with Matthew Boyd. If you think it's anything more than that, then whew, I got some volcano insurance I'd like to sell you.
And Dan, especially... I mean, he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. You know, I mean, that is a dice roll in and of itself. Forget his past record. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. You've got me searching what happened 5 years ago today. You guys, I can't stand you. Sometimes you put me out here on this little island and then I start flying away. I got to come back in. Sorry. I was trying to figure out the headlines from 5 years ago today. Thanks.
So, in other words, not paying any... attention to the conversation at hand.
Like, I've got way more faith in Alex Cobb being a meaningful part of
this
rotation.
I think Alex Cobb's going to be really good.
Than what you're going to get with Matthew Boyd.
And I say really good just meaning
this.
Meaning this and this only. You're going to send him out there, and he's going to compete his you-know-what off and hopefully give you six or seven innings. That's what I hope for Cobb.
Boys, we got a lot of blind faith in this thing right now.
You know, look at the rotation.
Oh, I know. I know, but I can't sit here and go, Cobb's going to be great. That's it, man. That's what we needed. We got our number one, number two star. I got to see it. No one's seen it. He's got to go out there and do it.
You weren't here on Friday, Dano.
No, and I'm a Matthew Boyd honk. Or not, I'm sorry.
Alex Cobb.
I am an Alex Cobb honk.
I want you to use that Matthew Boyd thing as a drop, too.
No, that's been dumped.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice part about having
BA was with us, and BA was doing Rays games when Cobb came up, and I asked him about Alex Cobb. Huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I love this guy. I love his attitude. I love the way he pitches. I love the way he competes. And as if you weren't enough to sell me, that put me over the top. So I'm real anxious for him to get out there and hopefully, you know, no blister issues or anything. See, that's the problem. You made a move to bring in a starter, two starters, who you hope can help you. And both have question marks. What if Alex gets blisters? What if his shoulder acts up? Oh, boy. And what if Matthew Boyd's not good to go? Well, then you keep your fingers crossed that Logan Allen can be the guy, that maybe Tristan McKenzie can be the guy, that Carrasco can find it a little bit, that Joey Cantillo. At least there are viable options.
I mean, what if David Price towels off too vigorously?
What if I hit the lottery tonight?
What if Sammy Sosa sneezes in a car?
What if Jeff hits the lottery tonight?
Later.
So you can what if this thing into the ground. I just don't feel
that's,
I've
yeah.
I mean, just that's feel exactly like right. You know, you're out of money at the end of the week and you're trying to put you're like, oh, okay, I want to go get a pizza, and all of a sudden you're looking in the change jar and trying to put together the quarters to see if you got enough for a pizza.
I think I have enough.
You think they have enough quarters?
No, I have enough.
You don't have to go get a pizza?
Mm.
All right, what about the Guardians? Do they have to go out and get a playoff spot?
Yeah. I think they do. It's just, I think this is a a very strategic play on the part of our front office that's coming to the forefront here very quickly.
I mean, other than going out and you know, picking up Boyd and trading for Cobb, I don't know. I think they're doing this with Mears, Pixie Dust, whatever you want to call it.
Andy, Ben Lively's been your most consistent starter.
Exactly. There you go. That's the answer to everything you just said. That
sums it all up. It sums it up.
No one expected that.
Ben, by the way, hang on. Ready? Ben Lively?
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you very much. Very much.
Never been on the show, but you are now a friend of the show.
If you listen, which of course you don't, please call us.
Jeff said call. Who is this?
Honestly, he's been... Imagine where this thing is without him.
What's the deal with Bibee going to be? What's Bibee going to look
know.
Like when he goes back out there?
And when is he going to be good to go? Is he this weekend for Minnesota?
I just hope everything doesn't just kind of fall into quicksand after this weekend. I think we all are.
It's scary.
The psychological makeup of this team and what we've seen so far makes you think they're going to be in this all the way through, right? Like,
yes,
you feel like they're going to battle.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, just kind of like last night. Like, last night was kind of a prime. They're not giving up. They're not quitting. They're going to play hard as far as they can, blah, 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 blah. That's going to get you to the end of the season. This weekend series might change the entire thing here down the stretch.
Hey, huge credit.
Yeah, I'd rather be followed than starting to have to chase.
Huge credit to Logan Allen last night, Andy. I mean, home runs to his first two batters back from AAA.
He found out.
And then the fifth batter hits a line drive back up the box that was kind of a glancing blow off of his noggin, thank God. But he recovered from that to go five.
I think it was Jeff Shadell that said it in the News Herald this morning. He grew up really fast last night in being able to turn things around and straighten out the things in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they you know, you need your starter to go minimum four. Five is okay. Six is ideal. Seven is gravy. And he figured it out last night and was able to come back and go five innings. Thank goodness for him. And man, that was scary. That line drive up the middle, and you know, the first pitch back from AAA, and it gets hit out of the park. Okay, that's instilling confidence. Next guy hits it out of the park. Okay, that's great. And then you got out of the inning, including getting hit in the nog, and giving up only two runs, and finishing up and going your five, and giving up only those two runs, as it turned out. So that was well done. Now, as Mandy said, she's thinking it's Cobb and that it's Boyd. So what's that mean for Logan Allen? Hey, good luck. Hope you still have the place in Columbus, and we'll call you if we need you. Mm. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Is he here for another spot? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe he goes against Minnesota in one of these games.
I thought Mandy brought up another good point about having to play a doubleheader to get in on the first day. Like, I don't get that. Jeff, I don't know that I've ever seen that before, where you go to a town for a weekend series.
A little weird.
Yeah, now, the only reason I'm kind of...
They're off on Friday. Or, excuse me, Thursday. The Guardians are off.
The Guardians are off on Thursday, so it gives them the only reason why I could think that maybe they got forced into... The Twins got forced into doing it was... unless it's like... some kind of Twins Day in Minnesota or something. But the afternoon game is on MLB Network at 2:10, and the night game's on Apple TV. That might be Jeff. I don't ever remember day one on a series that started as a doubleheader on a Friday. And to me, that's a huge advantage for Minnesota.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I see that as a hometown advantage. You're flying into a city. You do have a day off in between, which kind of helps. But now all of a sudden, day one, you're playing a doubleheader? Mandy's right, man. You could blow out the whole bullpen day one of a huge series against Minnesota. I just think it's weird. I've never seen that before, ever.
It's kind of strange, huh? Mm-hmm. There's bad news for the Browns coming out of Baltimore. Maybe. It's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.